Gary, first of all, just a reaction to the cup draw. It's captured everybody's imagination. You've got a lot of games to play before then, but it's captured the imagination.
Oh, it's captured everyone's imagination. I think it's ironic, really, isn't it, when you see so many teams in the draw and you have a little bit of a subliminal look of what number Villa are and what number one or two other teams are. And as soon as those numbers come out, you think, I'm sure that 18 ball is us, which means we're playing Villa. So that's great, I think, for the fans, for everybody. I think even the staff in my office all jumped up and screamed when the draw came out, just because I think it's a great game to be part of. Put aside whether you want to call it animosity or rivalry or whatever it is, it's a great atmosphere and everyone wants to be involved in the big games, players, coaches, managers, and no different. So it's fantastic.
What about yourself, though? Because already there's a lot of social media activity from everybody talking about you and your allegiance. But, I mean, you've told me before, you were a very young lad when you were involved in any sort of football supporting.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, listen, you know, I lived on the Isle of Wight. I've never even been to Villa Park, apart from being as a player, certainly not as a supposed fan. So I think, listen, they're a good club. You know, I remember watching them win the European Cup when the likes of Peter Whiff and Gary Shaw and players like that. But listen, I don't really. I think when you're a player, you don't really support any team. I think you go to your own game on a Saturday. You look for your old clubs. You support the teams that you play for, and I think it's a very different thing when you're not from an area. You know, I know the Bromsgrove tag, but I lived there for a year, so you know, and it wasn't a year; it was a 0-1 year. so it's listen, it's great. I think that adds to all the banter. You know, I've seen Stan Collymore make a few tweets, and if I was on Twitter by now, I think that there'd be one or two. One or two retorts that might tell him what I think of his comments, but it's just a bit of banter and it's just a bit of joking, and I think adds to the spice of the game, of course.
Tell us about you and your team. And I know you've only played a handful of games, but you're unbeaten. Towards the end of last season, unbeaten. The run continues. And with every good positive result, the expectation level climbs.
Of course it does, but which is great because it shows that we're... You know, all we get judged on is whether we think we're doing a decent job, and within the resources we've got, within the players we've got, within the environment we've got, within the expectations, you know, all it's about is us doing the job as well as we can, and at the moment we're doing okay with that. It doesn't mean to say we're going to go and win the next 10 games. It doesn't mean to say we're going to lose the next 10 games, but you know, I'm pretty sure that one thing's for certain. You know, an unbeaten run won't last forever, but we're pleased with where we are. I mean, one of the highlights for me so far this season is, you know, it shows how we've tried to build the squad full of the right characteristics and the right dynamic between the players, that we've managed to get two great performances in the cup against lower opposition that could have upset the apple cart in terms of the game, but yet we've put two very good performances in. So, you know, I think it shows everyone's mentality is right and we're doing a lot of things quite well at the moment.
You've been around long enough to realise that while they're winning, everything will be buzzing and players will be buzzing. I suppose for you, you'll be looking at what the way they bounce back when they do have a setback.
Yeah, and I think that the important thing for me is that, you know, when we've been on this run, you know, I've not spoke to the players about this run. We just do what we always do, like I said before. You know, we'll come in on the Monday morning. We came in Wednesday at the ground for the photo call. We reviewed the night before's game. We showed them 10 minutes of footage. And some of it's good, some of it's bad. You know, and then again, that's it. Let's crack on and let's work hard. You know, we're doing all right at the minute, but we've got to keep working. And I think for me, that's the great thing about that is that if we lose a game, we'll do exactly the same. You know, we'll be disappointed. We'll look at the negative probably more strongly, because obviously if we lose again, we've not done as many good things, but that's how we view it, you know, and I think if the effort's there and they're trying to do the right things, then I'll always accept 100% commitment, and if that loses you a game, then so be it, it loses a game, but if I do it honestly, then I can live with that. So I think the process that we follow helps players regardless of results, and I think it gets you more positive results than it does negative results.
MK Dons, a tough old trip.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean they've done fantastically well over the last two or three seasons. Carl quite notably gets them playing some really, really good possession football. Obviously, they're going to face a different challenge in the Championship, but they've started very, very well. And I think you find that with a lot of the teams that have been promoted, start on the front foot, start positive. I think sometimes, you know, when you get a couple of maybe heavy defeats or a couple of poor defeats, that then that's been the challenge of a team that gets promoted, I'm sure. Mm. But at the moment, they've done really well. So I know it's up to us to, we're going to have a fantastic away support, which is going to make the place feel like almost like a mixed game. But we've got to go about it properly and make sure we put another good performance in. But like you say, it'd be a difficult game. But they all are, you know, and it's up to us to... We're on the front foot and we're playing positively at the moment, and we've got to maintain that.
Finally, lots of names in the papers about your interest, and some strange ones as well, to be fair. Anything you can tell us?
No, I think it's no different. There's so much speculation. I think sometimes if an agent feels it benefits his player to link a team that maybe he's had one conversation with, then they'll always do that, you know.
So advertising for
it. Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is, and it might stoke some more interest on the back of it, you know. So we've got our targets, and again, you know, one or two of those targets might be permanent ones, one or two of them might be loan ones. So therefore, you know, I think this week, yes, it's transfer deadline week, if you like, you know, come sort of Tuesday, 6 o'clock, I think the deadline closes. But again, if we haven't done our business, then we'll wait a week and then we go again. You know, I think with the international break, there's not too much of a rush. You know, we've got one more game, and then, in the next 2.5 weeks. So ultimately, that gives us time. We know what we want, so it's about getting the right players rather than necessarily whether they're permanent or loan signings.
Demari, Premier League club supposed to be in for him. Is that true?
Well, I think the first thing, Tom, is that we know that there's been lots of interest in him since he's first set foot on a pitch for Birmingham City because of his talent. I think that interest has only grown stronger as his performances have grown stronger. I think Demari signing a new contract in the summer showed his commitment to the team and that he's enjoying himself. I don't think you can ever say never, but at the moment I think he's happy, and at the moment he's loving his football. So, listen, you know, who knows what can happen over the next 4 or 5 days, but at the moment, you know, he's reinforced the view to me that, you know, he's happy here, and, you know, he's enjoying his football.
Any injuries to worry about?
No. I think we've got a clean bill of health, which again is really nice. Touch wood, you know, that continues. But again, you know, so it gives me a full team to select from.